I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Israel launched a strike targeting Hamas leadership in Qatar.
The reports that we're getting suggest that this targeting of the senior leadership, something that the Israelis have already very quickly put out a statement about, appears to have killed them, or it may have killed them all. And they include Ghazi Hamad, who is a very familiar figure, who's appeared sometimes as a kind of spokesman, has also been intimately involved in the negotiations. If it is true that that all of these individuals were killed, then what Israel has done effectively is to eliminate all of the senior Hamas figures with whom it was negotiating indirectly through the offices of the Qatari government.
BBC correspondent Paul Adams. At the White House, Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says the U.S. had warned Qatar about the attack, and that President Trump spoke with Israel's leader.
President Trump also spoke to Prime Minister Netanyahu after the attack. The Prime Minister told President Trump that he wants to make peace, and quickly.
The Trump administration is launching the America Prays initiative, White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Housing Secretary Scott Turner said the plan is to infuse prayer with celebrations of America's 250th anniversary next year.
What if 1 million people prayed for our country every single week between now and next July 4th?
Turner joined President Trump during an appearance at the Museum of the Bible.
We are one nation under God.
The president declared that we will never apologize for our faith. Greg Clugston, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 196 points, the NASDAQ rose 80, the S&P advanced 17. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in federal court.
A judge has ruled that the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission cannot force the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops to accommodate employees' desire for abortion, surrogacy, or in vitro fertilization. The plaintiffs had sought an injunction while the full case plays out in court, but the judge refused. The case is connected to an interpretation of a pro-life law by the Biden administration to include abortion and IVF. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Countering the LGBT agenda was a key issue at the just-concluded National Conservatism Conference held in Washington, D.C. Some speakers argued for an effort to overturn the Supreme Court ruling legalizing gay marriage. Author Katie Faust said the decision weakens the traditional family, adding the moment the state has the power to assign parenthood to strangers, it can unassign it from you. This is SRN News. Speaker Mike Johnson sought to clarify Monday his comments that spread widely last week about President Trump being an FBI informant against the latest convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, suggesting he misspoke about the president's efforts to assist law enforcement.
The House Speaker, who is a staunch Trump ally, said Monday that he was only referring last week to details that have long been reported about President Trump's decision to ban Epstein from his Mar-a-Lago resort years before Epstein was charged with sex trafficking minors and died by suicide in 2019. Johnson told CNN's Mona Raju on Friday that Mr. Trump, quote, was an FBI informant to try to take the stuff down, referring to the president's documented past friendship with Epstein and their eventual falling out nearly two decades ago. Johnson told reporters Monday, quote, I said FBI informant, but I'm not sure. I wasn't there. This isn't my lane. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
More details at SRNnews.com.